I'm thinking about it in everything. The Gemara in Erevin says on that Pesach, the Gvor Vemer Aleph. Shabbos loves man tefillin. The Gemara says that Shabbos is not man tefillin. The Gemara says because the Gemara brings from Rabbi Akiva, Yochel Yaniach Adam tefillin the Shabbos is Yom Tovim. Tamad Loima. Shabbos is itself an ice. The whole point of tefillin, the underlying shodish of mitzvah tefillin is that it's an ice. The dafka, the days that are tzrichim ice, but you're required to put on an ice, a sign that the ro kalame aris kishem Hashem nikrala. The Shabbos shayin gufa yois, Shabbos miyam tovim, that are themselves an ois, the very nature of the day is moida on an ois, so that is naginat mechuyiv in Mrs. Philip. Rashi says, Misha tzrichim ois, Morin erivan adab tzadik boz, Misha tzrichim ois, but Rashi, Yomim shay Yisrael tzrichim lahamid ois al atzman lahakim shay mafzikim, the Tairasi shall agadish boz. The ice is all days of the week. You may file, so we have to be mavzik in the ice in order to that made it. It should be nicker that we're mavzik b'taydasi shal Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Yotzei Shabbos is v'yom tovim shehein atzmen ice men Hakadosh Baruch Hu liYisrael. But Shabbos is v'yom tovim that inherently are by their very nature are an ice men Hakadosh Baruch Hu liYisrael. It says the pasuk in this week's parsha. Kisisa, it says ki oisi beni uveinechem lidoi reisechem. So Zafirashi, that's a raya that Shabbos is he gufa, is he atzmai ois. And as a result, Rabbi Kiva says, Shabbos is v'yam tovim yipata from being meniach. So there's a few aris over here, a few things that we need to understand. Number one, the Gemara and Rashi after that, Rashi's Mefarish, the Shabbos and Yom Tov are in Ois. And the Pasuk that he brings, the Pasuk Hen Kisisa, Acha Shabsoisai Tishmari Ki Oisi, Beini Uveinaisam, is going on Shabbos, not talking about Yom Tov. What is the Raya from this Pasuk that Yom Tov is he Atzma Ois? You already need a Raya, Rashi's bringing it, not a Svara. Rashi's bringing a Pasuk in Torah. Also in the Torah, after Dabel b'nei Yisrael, Lehem l'achash ha-psoyis ha-tishmoy, ki oisi b'ni v'neichem adas, ki ani Hashem l'kadishkan, ishmatim es ha-shabbos, and so on. This is all a parash of Shabbos. So having Rashi just glaze over, so like Kipshuta, that Shabbos and Yom Tov are, as far as this is concerned, are one inyan. Number one. Number two, in the pasuk, if you read this psukim carefully, it becomes apparent that there's actually, it seems, two oises here in the pasuk. And to the extent, I don't know that they're two different ones, we'll see, but there seems to be a lot of reiteration, redundancy here in the psukim. The pasuk again says, "Achash apsoisai tishmaru ki oisi beni venechel beresech ladas ki ani Hashem mekadishna." This is in Perek Lamed Beis, starting in pasuk Yud Gimel through pasuk Yud Zayin. It says, "Ushmatem es haShabbos." So it's an ice. Ushmatem es haKikayde shilofem. Chalam as yumas. Kol oisu ba malacha v'nichus anev sheim kerav amel. Sheishes yom yes. Malacha v'yom eshi Shabbos Shabbos haKikayde shalashem. Kol oisu malacha v'yom eshabbos mais yumas. Okay. Then the shamru v'nei yisrael se Shabbos. Now, like as if it starts all over again. The shamru v'nei yisrael se Shabbos. All of which we've already said. Ushmatem es haShabbos haKikayde shilofem. Shamru v'nei yisrael se Shabbos. Lasem es haShabbos darisam b'Yisraelim. Why? We started off saying, we prefaced the whole mitzvah of Shemitah Shabbos and Chalam Ois Yumas by the fact that it's an Oisi Beini Ben Bnei Yisrael Adas Ki Ani Hashem Kadishka. And as a result of that, we spent a couple of sukkim talking about Shemitah Shabbos and the Issafil Shabbos. And then the pasuk says, "V'shamu v'nei Yisrael se Shabbos." Last Shabbos, there's some Yisrael. Beni v'nei. Why? Because Beni v'nei Yisrael. I see the Yisrael se Shabbos. So So there are two times a lot of redundancy in the Pesukim, and more specifically, it mentions twice the idea that there's an ice. It said, "Achash apsoisei tishmoidu ki oisi b'ni v'nechem v'dolei seichem." And then we had another time, it said, "Sham of Ne'ezel Shabbos, Laas, Sham of Doisim, B'Soylem, b'ni v'nechem oisi l'yodem." So twice in the Pesukim we find this element that Shabbos is an ice b'ni v'nechem. And Rashi chooses, as the Pesukim, which is not Shver, but as we'll see, it's Bechayra, there's a beautiful husband. There's Rashi brings the first pasuk. And that pasuk, as we saw, is not only on Shabbos, but that pasuk is on Yom Tov as well. And thirdly, and most importantly maybe, what is the Tzara Shava Be'emes between, there are many Isis in the Torah. I mean, there's an Isis of Bris Mila. I mean, you don't say that a person is as an Isis of Bris Mila, so you're possibly putting on film. But there are many Isis in the Torah. There's, the Gemara saying, Rabbi Kiva is saying that there's obviously some commonality, there's some hashvah between the ice of Shabbos, Shehein Atzmai Ois, and the ice of Tefillin that you're required to wear all other days of the week. So in what way is, let's try to understand more specifically, more subtly, what exactly is the ice of Tefillin and this particular ice of Shabbos that Rashi brings down of Achash of Soysa Tishmaidu. When we understand both of them, we'll then be able to understand how number one Yontif is included, and how, why Rashi is bringing the first time the Pasuk mentions the ice of Shabbos of Achash of Soysa Tishmaidu. So we'll start with the Avar from the Biskarov, Kedusha Agriz Al Atayra. The Rav asked the question of where Shabbos is in the Pasuk. Or maybe he asked it a little bit differently. I believe he asks, what does it mean, Achash Apsoisai Tishmaidu? Shapsoisai is a Lashon Rabbi. Achash Apsoisai Tishmaidu is a Lashon Rabbi. Later on, in the second time it talks about the ice, it says, Vishamru Vnei Yisrael Es HaShabbos. It doesn't say Es Apsoisai Tishmaidu, it says, Vishamru Vnei Yisrael Es HaShabbos, Dafke Shabbos, not Shapsoisai Lashon Rabbi. As I practice this mirav, so we made the zok this mirav like this. Beautiful zok. Zok that the two ices here, the pesukim, are two completely different ices by Shabbos. And if you read the pesukim carefully, you see it. The second, let's start with the second ice. V'shamru bnei Yisrael to Shabbos. Why last ice of Shabbos? Da'yosam b'Yisraelam. That what? What's the ice? So the Torah explains. Beini v'ein bnei Yisrael ice the olam azvaz. Shabbos is an ice on my tribulations. That's the second ice. The ice that there is, that it says, the ice is that the Rabbeinu Shalom was Shabbos on Shabbos of Sheishas, if the Sheishas may be Sheishas, the Rabbeinu Shalom was Sheishas, and Klal Yisrael, the Mekayimim of that mitzvah, are creating an ice and are spreading the Mepharsim in the veld, the Amunah, this Amunah, that the Rabbeinu Shalom is the ice of Masa Bereishas. That is the content of the second ice. The first ice, it doesn't say anything about the Rabbeinu Shalom being ice of Shemayim Vada. The first ice, it says, Achash Apsoisai Tishmaidu, Ki Oisi Beini Vemenechem, it's also an Oisi Beini Vemenechem. L'doi Doisechem, L'das Ki Adni Hashem Mekadishcha. The ice is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekadishcha. And then it says, U'shmarte Mitzvah Shabbos Ki Kodesh Ilocha. V'meila Bi Shoyme De Shabbos, because this is a Zach Vassis Kodesh M'chalalel Mois Yumas. So what is that? What is this ice? What is this? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, beautiful Zach. So Rashi, ki oisi b'ni v'neichem, ois gedula hi b'neinu. So Rashi, this is an ois gedula b'neinu, meaning between the Rabbeinu Shalom and Klal Yisrael, shebacharti b'chem, that I chose you, Klal Yisrael. How is it an ois that I chose you? How is Shabbos an ois that the Rabbeinu Shalom was b'neinu? That we are the Amanifa, Ban Chivi Lachem Es Yoy Menuchasi Le Menucha. Rabbi Shimon says, by me giving you my Yom Menucha. I'm sharing with you my Yom Menucha. Chafetz Chaim says, Medayik in the Gemara in Shabbos, that it says Matana Toivah, the Rebbe says Matana Toivah Yeshu Bebeis Genozai. That it says, Rebbe says it's Bebeis Genozai, it's cherished, it's treasured, it's Rebbe Shlom's treasure. What do you put in your Bebeis Genozai? Your treasures, the things that are most dear and precious to you. So Rebbe says, it's mine. This is the one thing. There's nothing else in that Beis Genozai. It's Shabbos. It's the most treasured possession the Rebbe Shlom has. So the Chafetz Chaim, a marshal, a chassan gives to the kala, a matana, the yom hakufa. So that matana that comes from the chassan's Beis Genozai denotes the reflection of the deep Ava, the Chibi Yisaita, that the chassan has for the kala, that he's willing to share the most, his most valued possession. So it's symbolic of the fact that he's sharing his essence. But this is the physical manifestation of that which he gives and treasures the most. So that's indicative of the fact that the chassan is saying, what's most dear to me, what everything that I have and whatever I am, I'm sharing with you. That's Matana Toiva, Yeshus like the Chavetz Chaim, Beis Genozai, in the chat that the Rebbe Shlom has a Shabbos that's very dear to him, and he shares it with Klal Yisrael. The Rebbe Shlom doesn't share Mitzvah Sukkah with us. Doesn't say on any other mitzvah that we're being mekayim, a mitzvah that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is be'emes, it's his zaynsa mitzvah, it's his mitzvah, and he's allowing us to share in the mitzvah. You don't find that at all on mitzvahs. Shabbos is, it's mine. This is mine, because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam rests on Shabbos. The essence of Shabbos is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's menucha. Like we say in Atta Echad, the Shem Ve'echad, ki ni'it ve'al menuchasa, ki ni'it ve'i menuchasa. It's the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's menucha. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam saw fit to share it with us, with Klal Yisrael, that indicates that we are the Am HaNifcha. Because Matana Toivah, I haven't based in Ozai, you're my Kala. L'chadayim in the Tras Kala. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is sharing over here his most treasured possession with Klal Yisrael. That's the first thought. It's Lodas. That is Lodas for the Umas Olam, not for you. Lodas, Rashi says, what does it mean Lodas? Ha'uma Yisrael. The second ice is not necessarily the Umas Olam. It's not an ice. It's icy beini veinaichem that kishayish yom masa Hashem es Hashemayin v'asaaretz. The intent is not necessarily to proclaim Klal Yisrael as the Am Hanifcha amongst all the other Umas Olam. The first ice in the Torah after Shabbos Tishmaru is to separate, to be mavul, to make a clear distinction to the Umas Olam as much as to us. At least as much as to us, to distinguish between the Kizba Echad Ben Ayin Zaydin, that this is my Klal Yisrael, the Am HaNifcha. How is it indicated by Shmira Shabbos that we are the Am HaNifcha? Zotriyashi, because it's an Ois Gedula Shebachardi, Ben Chiz Lachem is Yoy Menuchasi Menucha. I gave you my Yoy Menucha, it's my Yoy Menucha I gave to you. Shaifa, I didn't give you my Mitzvah Shaifa. A bunch of them have no Shaykhs to Mitzvah Tkiya Shaifa. A bunch of them have Mitzvah Oz to be Tkiya Shaifa. Not the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's keys. Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave us his Shabbos, his Yom Menuchas and Menucha. Zot Rashi is itself is a Raya Shabbachati Bo. It's beautiful. This comes to Chais. So it comes out like this. We know it says this all within the words of the Bishkirah. So it comes out like this. You know that we said that Shabbos is a Zeichel Amasek Reishis. If we understand. That's the second night. And it's also Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. So one wonders, how is Shabbos a Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim? This is from all Yom Tovim. Tovim are Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. In some way, they are related. Pesach, of course, Shavuos is the Matan Torah, the Tavduos Elohim, the whole Tachlis of Yitzias Mitzrayim became evident by Har Sinai. So to that extent, it's Ani Hashem Lekechem, Shai Tesi, Liyo Shochem, Lelekim. And of course, Sukkot is Danani HaKavod, going out of Mitzrayim, like it says in the Pasuk, Kibasukos Eshabdi Yis Bnei So, by Tzi Yosem Eretz Mitzrayim. So the Sholosh Regalim are Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. What does Shaykhis have to do with Yitzias? What is Shabbos? What's the Shaykhis Shabbos to Yitzias Mitzrayim? Dr. Biskirov, I believe this, Biskirov says that those are the two ices. The first ice, in the first ice, it lifts, resides the ice, the idea that Shabbos is Zechel is Yitzias Mitzrayim. How so? What is Yitzias Mitzrayim? What is the essence when you say that there's a Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim? The essence of Yitzias Mitzrayim is the Bechir of Klal Yisrael. That Tavnis Alakim Alohar Azed, that the Rabbi Yisrael, what do you mean Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim? There's no value just in being Maski Yitzias Mitzrayim. As a divorce from any idea of who went out of Mitzrayim and the distinction of Klal Yisrael that went out of Mitzrayim and the tachlis of Liyis Lachem Lelakim Etchila Avdavar Yisrael Ha'yah Avisan of Akshav Kevon Amochim Lavidosar. So the tachlis of Yitzias Mitzrayim is to go and be Mekabel Taida, which is the in essence the distinction of Klal Yisrael. Atem Tiyu Limam Lechus Kain Hashabochar Bonu Mikol Ha'amin V'Nosan Lanu Seidosar. The Kabbalah Zatayra was prefaced by a Bechira on Gimel Sivan. There was a Bechira of Asher Bochabon and Mikolam Matam Tiyulim Amlech Eskoyin in the Gargadosh. That is a chalik of the Ois Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. Like it says that the Bnei Bechayri Yisrael, the whole Yitzias Mitzrayim started off, the distinction of Klal Yisrael that the Bajam is taking out is Amanitva Mikur Avazo, Ki Avodai Heim Asher Tzaisi Oysom Eretz Mitzrayim. Avodai Heim Le Avodam La Avodam. So the essence, the distinction of Klal Yisrael as being the Amanitva, the Mamlech Eskayim, the Goy Kodesh, is central to Yitzias Mitzrayim and ultimately, of course, to the Matan Torah of Asher Bochabonim Kol Amim, Masal Mitzray Yosef. So in that same respect, you can then say, Shteyn Fosset, and we say in Kiddush, that Shabbos is also a Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because to the extent that Shabbos is Moedah, through Shabbos it becomes Nikah, the Bechira of Klal Yisrael, is Memela, so to that extent it also has Shaychus to the larger central goal of Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is Bnei Bechayri Yisrael of Asher Bochah Banim Kolam and Asalam Estei Rasai. Shabbos, in Shabbos it's most evident, at least as much as in Yom Tov, that through the fact that Vanchili Lachem is Yoy Menuchas Menucha, that Shaitas, that the Rebunjim, that Avod that he feels to us, that he's giving us his most treasured possession, that speaks to the distinction of Klal Yisrael, to the Amanitva. If it speaks to the distinction of the Amanitva, then it's a Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Memela is considered a Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim because it highlights the special quality, the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael, which is in essence really ultimately a good chelik of what Yitzias Mitzrayim was all about. So the two Oises over here are basically correspond to the two Zeichels that we talk about. On the one hand, we have an Ois which speaks to who Klal Yisrael is, and that's why it's the first one. First you come, you talk about, before you talk about keeping Shabbos, and the Maaseh Bereishis is that, who's keeping Shabbos? Who's the subject of it? Forget about the object. The second Ois is the object of Shabbos. It's centered around the etzem zach of what Shabbos is, but before you get to what Shabbos is, which is, what Shabbos is meaning you're keeping Shabbos, well, who's keeping Shabbos? That's why it's a Shabbos, I lost it up. Because Yom Tov is also called Shabbos. It's Rashi and Shavuos and Daf Chaz Vav. Yom Tov is also called Shabbos. The first Ois, they have tried, the first Ois is not only Shabbos, it's Yom Tov too. Not the Seder. But it's, at least Merum is in the Pasuk, Achash Shabbos, Tishmaidu, meaning both Shabbos, and that's what Rashi brings this Pasuk, Shabbos and Yom Tov equate to the Ois of Tefillin Dafka. Why? Because what's the Ois of Tefillin? The Ois of Tefillin is the Bechira of Klal Yisrael. That's the Bechir of Klal Yisrael. That's why Rashi brings this first Ois. That's how Shabbos and Tefillin are equivalent, correspond to each other. Shabbos is Higuf Ois. What Ois? Not the Ois of that is the Zeichel Maaseh Bereishis. That the Kiyum Shabbos is Moida, that the Rebbeinu Shlom created the world. That has nothing to do with Tefillin. Creating the world has nothing to do with Tefillin. If the only Ois of Shabbos would be the second Ois, that the Ois of Beni and Benelichem, that Yishesh Yom Osa Hashemayim Yom Yishu Shabbos Meinofash, that would not pass you from wearing Tefillin. It would not pass you from wearing Tefillin. Tefillin is an Ois on the Kedah of Klal Yisrael. Where does it say in Shabbos, who lived in Shabbos, the Ois on the Kedusha and the Kedah of Klal Yisrael? That's not in the Etzem Shmita Shabbos per se. That's in the Nesina of the Matan of Achaz Yeshu Bibayz Genozai Ban Tzivu Lochem, that I'm giving it to you. Of course, if you don't keep it, so what happened over here was you took the Shabbos, the Matana, you gave the Kala, received the Matana, and she abused it. Okay, so then it's the opposite. It's not an ois then on the Bechira and the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. It's only the recipient. So the Meila, it's Achas, Shabsoi, Zayt, Zishmoidu. So for Shteitzel, you have to be a Shoyim Shabbos. If you're not a Shoyim Shabbos, it's Faltar up, it falls away. The distinction of the entire Matzon over here, it's Kiilu, that you gave a Kala, a beautiful Matzon, and she abused it. She didn't appreciate it. So to that extent, to that degree, so it's of course going to be Tishmoidu. Of a what's the ois? Ki oisi beni benecho there's no das. Umis oilem zekash. Ki ani Hashem mekadishcha. That I'm mekadish you, that you're the amanitva. That's in the giving over to Klal Yisrael. The mere fact that we were chosen to be the Shoyim Shabbos is itself an ois on, similar to tefillin, that ki shem Hashem nikra olecha, that you see ki ani Hashem mekadishcha. Shem Hashem nikra olecha. And Kani Hashem Kadishkam or correspond directly one to the other. Then the pasuk continues, and the pasuk says, "Shamru v'nei Yisrael as Hashabbos, not Shabsoi say Loshen Rabbos. Dafka the Shabbos, not Yontif. Dafka the Yontif as the Shaykh is the Ma'aseh Bereishis. Now we're talking about Dafka Shabbos. Here it doesn't say Shabsoi. And here, this is my deep." Here it says lost lasa, it says a Shabbos with Dayos and Bisos. Here the etzem ois is in the lasa, it says a Shabbos with Dayos and Bisos. Here the ois is the asiyah, the Shemitah Shabbos itself. If we're not showing the Shabbos, there's no ois. The whole ois is that we're keeping, like it says, Veini Reisol ois ilonim kishet shizom osa Hashem v'shmai v'osaret uvayoy mashi shabbos v'inam v'ashir v'oshim rested on the seventh day. So the ois between us and the Rabbeinu Shalom, we reflect what the Rabbeinu Shalom is doing. We are able to reflect what is the Rabbeinu Shalom doing on Shabbos. It's the distinction of Shabbos, not the distinction of Bnei Yisrael. The second ois speaks to the chashivis, the quality, the kedushas haShabbos. The way the kedushas haShabbos is brought out is in the form of an ois. It's an ois that the Rabbeinu Shalom chose Bnei Yisrael as the Ummah. That's not ois number one. The very mere fact that he chose us and gave us his special, unique Shabbos, that speaks to the Shabbos of Klal Yisrael. Now, what do you do with the Shabbos? So now there's a second ois. You keep the Shabbos, it's a reflection of what the Rabbeinu Shalom does on Shabbos. That's an ois in the sense that it's moira on what the Rabbeinu Shalom did in Shabbos Shabbos Meir Maisa. That's a separate ois. That is the Shabbos Yontif. The first time it doesn't say, it just says, Achat Shabbos Yisai Tishmoiru. Just be careful. You have to be shaymin. When you be careful, you have to be shaymin. Because it's an ois. If you're not going to watch it, so what kind of an ois? What kind of a matana is that? I gave you a matana, and you're not going to watch it. But it doesn't say that the ois is the asir. Because it's an ois, you have to watch it. Here the pasuk is saying that v'shamu v'nei yisrael to Shabbos, last ois is Shabbos, there is an b'shoilam, b'ni v'ein v'nei yisrael ois ilam. The etzem, Shemitah Shabbos is the near, the Shemitah Shabbos is itself the ois that I could found in the Rishonim in the Avud Ram. The Mamash says this verse, this Lomdus, which is not really the ick of what the Biskirov is coming there to say. He's coming there to distinguish between the two ices by saying that the first one is an ice on the Bechira of Klal Yisrael, which is why it's the Zeichel Tzias Mitzrayim. That's the Zeichel Tzias Mitzrayim Shabbos, which includes Yom Tovim. And the second one is an ice on Ma'aseh Bereishis. That's what the Biskirov says. He doesn't really, what we're saying is, and we're explaining what he's saying, he doesn't focus and emphasize the idea that the nature of the two ices is very different. In terms of the first ice, it's Bantiri Lachem Es Yoimin Uchasi Lemnucha. The Bechira of Klal Yisrael is evident through the giving of the Matana to Klal Yisrael. Meaning that it's Hashem's Shabbos, it's Rabbanu Shalom Shabbos, and he's allowing us to partake and to share in his Menucha. That is the first ice. The second ice with dining. In the Biskirov, he's saying that's not the Zeichel, the Ma'aseh Bereishis, is not in the giving to Klal Yisrael of the Shabbos. It's through Klal Yisrael being Shomrei Shabbos is a reflection of the Rabbanu Shalom Vayom Hashi Shabbos Vayinavash. The Gevurot is very clear here in the Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah tells us on a lashon in the Mincha of Shabbos. It's probably the most difficult, hidden lashon atfila. Ata echad b'shul ani kamti. So, the matter reads like a shiur zaya. Tiferes gedula v'teres yeshua yom minuchas dusha Avram yogel yitzchakiani yachavani minuchah minuchas Avram yogel yitzchakiani. It's hard to understand. I mean, all the other tefillas you could basically have a very good tefillah in al derech hapshat. This tefillah is very, very, very sosum. Obviously, very, very, very tefillah tefillah. But one part in the end, especially needs a hezver. In the end, it says Yachidu v'necha v'yedus. Klal Yisrael, your bonim, Yachidu v'necha v'yedus, will be makir and will know. Ki me'itcha hi menuchasa. That from you comes the menucha. So the Abu Dhan, without asking it as a question, you'll see he's bothered. What does it mean, me'itcha hi menuchasa? Everything comes from the Rabban Shalom. Hashem ha'od simulayah. Certainly mitzvahs, all mitzvahs come from the Rabban Shalom. What does it mean, me'itcha hi menuchasa? He says, Ratzalayma. Gam atar ra'isa she'yakiru v'necha. You, the Rabban Shalom, want that your bonim will be yakiru v'yedu. She'mitzvah zushal Shabbos eino kishar mitzvah. That Klal Yisrael should know that this mitzvah is andish, different than all other mitzvahs in the Torah. Sha'areh. Kishamarta la yiluch alihim achayda. When you said la yiluch alihim achayda, when you said la sisa, when you said la sirtza, la sinna, la signa, la tzivisa la man yasu kamaycha. You didn't say that we should do it in order to be like you. You were not being told la sirtza in order. Because the Rabban Shalom is Mishkan Ratzaya, or the Rabban Shalom is not Isaac and Tit. Doesn't say such a thing. Let's see, Visa Laman Yasu Kamoicha, Avam Nukas HaShabbos, He Laman Yasu Kamoicha, Shenema, Vishamru Vnei Yisrael HaShabbos, Beni Ven Vnei Yisrael, Uvayom HaShir Shabbos, Vayinofash, Nimtza, Sha'al Kein Sivonu Mitzis Menucha, that the reason why the Rabban Shalom was mitzvah, mitzvah's menucha, lo idea ki menuchasa hi menuchasaynu. In order to be my idea that his menucha is our menucha, the reason why it was mitzvah us to be shomrei Shabbos and to be genuach on Shabbos is in order to give us, to allow us to share in his yom menuchasa. This is mamish loshon Rashi. Rashi, by us, the Rashi says in the passage, "Shebacharti bochem banchili lochem is yoy minuchasi l'menucha." The mamish the lashon of the tefillah. Yakiru v'necha v'yedu. We have to be makian to understand. Like Hashem mitzvah Shabbos, there's a special distinction in receiving the mitzvah. In the actual nesina, in the matan of Shabbos, lit it lies. In that it's saying to us and to Klal and to the Umas Olam, it's saying that Meyitcha Hi Menuchasa, that you're getting something that's coming straight from me. It's in my base Oitzah. Meyitcha, it's from the Rabban Shalom. Because everything comes from the Rabban Shalom. But that everything comes from the Rabban Shalom means the Rabban Shalom is Mashpia. But does that mean that it's Rabban Shalom treasures it? The Rabban Shalom is Rabban Shalom's mitzvah in the sense that he treasures it, it goes, it speaks to the essence of the Emunah and the Rabban Shalom? No. This is the special, unique quality of Shabbos that he made it for him in Uchasim, that Banchili, we were given something that the Rabban Shalom treasures, and that is the Ois on the Bechir of Klal Yisrael. Yes, yes.
Yeah. I don't
understand Shabbos Eisai. Shabbos Eisai in the sense that because in a certain way, it takes in not only Shabbos, it takes in Yom Tov as well. Because you're talking about the Bechir of Klal Yisrael over here. So in a certain after Shabbosai Tishmaru, we could be meramis to the Shmira of Yom Tov also, because in that passage we're talking about the ice and this the ice on Kedushas Yisrael. So Bechlal, so the Torah is Mavliya, at least the Derech Remez, the Torah is going to be Mavliya when it's talking about keeping up, heating up, right, keeping dear the ice on Kedushas Yisrael. So although of course it's talking Shabbos, but it will take in over there also the Isis of Yom Tov, which are also Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim, no less than Shabbos. Shank, and in the other one, it's only talking about the Zech L'Maseh Be'Eshes, so it's a Lashon Yom. I believe it goes without saying, I mean, just to scratch a little bit more beneath the surface, that the two ISIS are of course linked. In the sense, it's of course like a 1-2 punch. In the sense, and we say this in Tfila as well, Ki me'itvahi menuchasam, v'al menuchasam yakdishu eshu. The me'itvahi menuchasam is in a sense establishing and being mefarsim to the umas olam and to the welt the kedusha of Klal Yisrael, lo das ki ani Hashem mekadishkan. For what purpose? For the purpose, ultimately, not to be mefarsim kedusha of Klal Yisrael, but ultimately for the purpose of being mefarsim elikus ba'olam, that the Ribono Shel Olam is the ois of Ma'aseh Bereishis. The first ois is there in order to ultimately. You have to first be Baicha. The giving of the Shabbos to Klal Yisrael is, in a sense, the Bechira. Highlights the Bechira and the distinction of Klal Yisrael. So now when Klal Yisrael goes ahead, and the Shamru Bnei Yisrael is a Shabbos, that Bnei Yisrael, that Lodaski and Hashem, that are recognized by the Umas Olam, by the ganze Welt, as being Mamish Nivcha, the Am Kodush, and of being close to the Ribono Shel Olam. Now, what they do is a reflection on what the Ribono Shel Olam does. Now it tries to say, "V'sham b'nei Yisrael shav l'azav b'Yisraelim b'beinim b'nei Yisrael loisik sheish shamos Hashem." How, if some other woman is going to sit down and keep Shabbos, it's not a reflection at all on the Ribono Shel Olam, because it wasn't banchili lochem esyoyim b'chassid l'menucha. There's no ladaski ani Hashem b'kadosh them. Having said that, the Ribono Shel Olam chose us, and what we do, the Ribono Shel Olam holds very dear, and the Ribono Shel Olam gives us directions. The umas olam look at us as being, like it says in Yeshaya, in the Novi, we read in Afkhoyr on Tanis Esther, it says that, so Yishma Shay Yishmuru, Shabsoy Sai, Ubocharu Bashe Chofosti, Umachzik and Mevrisi, Vasor Yishma Shay Yishmuru, Shabsoy Sai, Ubocharu Bashe Chofosti, that we're talking about people over here that do, like it says in the other passage. It says, "Ki ani Hashem, Moshe Chesed Mishubat Zdokah Baruch Ki Be'elu Chafatzti Nehum Hashem." We are, by definition, the Am HaNivcha, which is to say that we are the ones that do the Ribono Shel Olam's bidding. And you could look at a Klal Yisrael and you have a picture as to what the Ribono Shel Olam holds chashiv. Then it's tak in the sky. Beni ve'bnei Yisrael oisi lo'olam kisheshes yom. Also, how do you see that the Ribono Shel Olam? Because we sit on Shabbos. How is that a reflection of what the Ribono Shel Olam is doing? The Teretz is because there's a special kinship, there's a bris between us and the Ribono Shel Olam, that the Ribono Shel Olam loves us so dearly that he gives us his most treasured possessions. If we're known as such, if we have, and we keep dear, if we keep dear that distinction, like it says in the Pasuk, if we're perceived, Rak Am Chacham V'Nogon, Agoy Agodol, if the Umas Olam perceive us as being an Am Chacham V'Nogon, Agoy Agodol Azed, that we have a special yachas with the Ribono Shel Olam, that we're chosen, then it allows for the second noise that we're able to proclaim the Emunah of Hashem that He created the entire world. And that's what it's saying in the Pasuk. Ki Me'itcha Hi Menuchasim. Number one, there's an ois of Achashat Seisai Tishmaidu, which is indicative of Ki Me'itcha Hi Menuchasim. The Menucha that we have is coming from Him. How is it coming? How is it apparent that it's coming from Him? Because He gave it to us. Because it's a distinction that He was boicher by us and He gave us His most treasured possession, which is coming from Him, it's His. And He's giving it to a Klal Yisrael, us. That's the greatest, biggest haskama shaykh in the world. The Ribono Shel Olam gave us a haskama. He gave us the Shabbos because He loves us. Now, Ba'al Menuchasam, Yakdishu Hashemah. Now, through the Menucha of Klal Yisrael, is going to come out of Kedusha Shem Shemah, which is, of course, ultimately the tachlis of everything that Klal Yisrael does, is to bring about a Kedusha Shem Shemah. Ba'al Menuchasam, Yakdishu Hashemah. More befeirish in Tefillah on Shabbos, you say, "Kelas Shabbos beyond the Yom Yishis Talav V'Yoshav Akisei Tevoida" in Berachas Kriyas Shema of Shabbos. Tiferes Ata Liyam Amnucha Oine Kar Liyam HaShabbos. The Rabbanu Shalom was Kai Oine Kar Liyam HaShabbos. Zesh Shabbos Shalom Yashu Shabbos Shabbos Kael Mikom Lach. The Rabbanu Shalom was Shabbos himself on Shabbos. V'yayim Hashim Mishabeach V'yayim Mizrishul Yom HaShabbos. Chod Lo Hizis Lashem Lefika Lefika Yifaru V'yivaruchu Lokel Kol Yitzudov Shevach Yikaru Gedula Yitnu Lokel Melech Yaitse Lokel Shav Yikaru Gdula Yitnu Lokel Melech Yaitse Koil Hamanchil Menucha Le'ama Yisrael Bikdushasai B'yayim Shabbos Kodesh Shevach Yikaru Gdula Yitnu Lokel. How is it become a Shevach Al Menuchasim Yakdush Yashmecha? How does it become a Shevach Yikaru Gdula V'chavay Yitnu Lokel Melech Yaitse Koil Da'isa Shemayim V'aretz? Wherein lies the Shevach? How does the Rabban Shalom on the receiving end of Al Menuchasim, so to speak, Yakdishu Hashemecha, that he's the Oysa Shemayim V'odetz, the Melech Yaitza Koil? Hamanchil Menucha La'amma Yisrael B'kdushasa B'yayim Shabbos Kodesh. It's Mamish to Lashon Rashi. V'anchili Lachemes Yayim Menuchas Yil Menucha. Through the giving, the Shabbos, to an Ummah that will, through the giving itself of the Shabbos, will be perceived as the Amma Nifcha. Hamanchil Menucha La'amma Yisrael B'kdushasa B'yayim Shabbos Kodesh. Through the Etzem Nisina, the Matana Toivah, she actually be based Gnozai, that I'm giving over to you my most treasured possession, that builds up the distinction of Klal Yisrael and the Ummah Soilim Lodas. See, Dani Hashem Kadishchem, that you're a reflection, you're Be'elah Chafatzti Nuhum Hashem. You see that you are the Am HaNifcha B'Asher Chafatzti. If that's the case, then the Sharmu V'nei Yisrael, that now allows for a Klal Yisrael that's going to heat, that's going to now be a Shomer Shabbos, will be now a reflection on the Ois that the Rebbeinu Shalom is the Melech Yitzchak, because we are the Am HaNifcha, and we're perceived as being a direct reflection of what the Rebbeinu Shalom holds there in this world. So if we do it, is a male oisi bein of a mnechem, like the pasuk says, the tzveita ois ki sheishes yom asa Hashem es Hashemayim v'saret uvayoy mashvi yishavas v'yinof as it becomes a shevach yikar ugdula v'chava yitnu lokel to the Melech Yitzchak. I believe that the we'll be messiahing with this. I believe that in the Gemara in Brachas Mevua, that although the Avud Yeram said that loy kishar mitzvahs, Shabbos is not kishar mitzvahs, it's a unique aspect of Shabbos that is yoy minuchasi l'minucha, that akir v'yedu, that Klal Yisrael will know ki mi'itcha hi minuchasim, that I'm giving you that which is dear to me, the mitzvah. Not unlike leisirtzach and leisinuch, there's another mitzvah like that. There's one other mitzvah that we know of like that. The Gemara says on Berachos on Davov and Aleph. So if the Gemara Amr Rav Avin by Rav Ado Amr Rav Yitzchak Minayin Shakadosh Baruch Hu Meniach Tefillin Shenem Anishba Hashem B'Yeminayu B'Zroya Uzzah. How do we know that the Rebbeinu Shalom is himself a Meniach Tefillin? Because it says Nishba Hashem B'Yeminayu B'Zroya Uzzah B'Yeminayu Zutayra Shenem Anishba Yesh Daslami B'Zroya Uzzah Elu Tefillin Shenem Hashem Oiz Lama Yitayin U'Minayin Shat Tefillin Oiz, because it says V'Rahu Kalami Oiz Yishem Hashem Nikra Alecha. So the Rebbeinu Shalom is Maniach Tefillin, and then the Gemara goes on. So the Rebbeinu Shalom has another mitzvah also. It's Hanachas Tefillin. The Ois that we have, how is it V'ro Kalam Be'Ores Kishem Hashem Nikra Lecha V'Yorim Yimekah? Because the Rebbeinu Shalom, Banchivi Lachem, the Tefillin of the Rebbeinu Shalom, he was manful to us, his Shem. What's Tefillin? Tefillin, the essence of Tefillin is the Shem Hashem. That is certainly the essence of the Rebbeinu Shalom. That is nothing but the essence of the Rebbeinu Shalom. By putting that shame upon us, that is what we mean when we say V'ro'o kalam ki shame Hashem nikra alecha v'yaru mimeka. The yira and the moira that they otherwise would have to a Rebbeinu Shalom, to the shame Hashem and to the Rebbeinu Shalom, is now transferred onto Klal Yisrael, because we yashin, we were noichel that which the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us, that which is a chelik of the Rebbeinu Shalom. And the Gemara goes on, and Pelot de Kazach, the Gemara says, Rav Nachum by Yitzchak said to Rav Chiya bar Rav, and Hani Tefillin Demari Alma Maksibu. What does it say in those Tefillin? So we understand now, on the basis of what we already said, that the Hashvah, what the Gemara says in Erevin, that on Shabbos and Yontif, you don't wear Tefillin because it's Hi Atzma Ois. So we explain generally What does it mean it's an ois? It's the same that correlates to the ois of Shabbos, to the ois of Tefillin, because they're both an ois on the Bechir of Klal Yisrael. And in terms of the way we explained the ois of the Bechir of Klal Yisrael of Shabbos, what is the ois that it's a Bechir of Klal Yisrael? Because Banchili Lochem, Yashiyah Minuchas Lenucha, because he gave us what was most dear to him, he gave us something which speaks to the essence of what the Rabbeinu Shalom is and who he is, that is the Melech Yitzhak Kol, he gave us that. That is indicative of the Bechira, of the recipient, of who's getting the Matana Taiva, so that we see in Tzulun as well, Vero Kol Ami Yoraz Kishem Hashem Nikri Alecha, it's the Zraya Uzay of the Rabbeinu Shalom, it's the Rabbeinu Shalom Zraya Uzay. It's his Gvura. And he's allowing us to go and to advertise and to proclaim that Gvura in the world. Is that the greatest Hechrich, that's the greatest Raya on the Bechira of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, by the same token, we now come to the Gemara I started reading, that Gemara says, what is it written in the Tefillin of the Rabbeinu Shalom? Umika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'odes. It says that Klal Yisrael, in the Rabbeinu Shalom's Tefillin, it says that Klal Yisrael is the Goy Echad Ba'odes. But the Gemara, Umi Mishtabach Kutcher Berichu B'Shvachayu the Yisrael. Could it be that Kutcher Berichu is praised through the Shvach of is praised through the Shvach of Yisrael? Obviously, if he's wearing it, so it's a reflection. It's Shevach Yikaru Gedula Yitnu Lakel Melach Yitzekar. It's the Shvach of Kutcher Berichu. How? Through Aman Chel Menucha, Zok the Gemara. In the Chsiv Es Hashem Amarta Ayon, Chsiv Hashem Mircha Ayon. Amar Lagash Baruch Hu Yisrael, Atem Asisuni Chativa Achas Ba'olam. You made me a Chativa Achas Ba'olam. Is Ani Esa Eschem Chativa Achas Ba'olam. Atem Asisuni Chativa Achas Shnem Shema Yisrael Hashem Elkeinu Hashem Echad. You proclaim my oneness. In Memele, for my part, Ani Esa Eschem Chativa Achas. Shnem Mikam Chal Yisrael Ba'echad Ba'olam. What's the pshat? What's the little deal that we have over here? Shat is because the way in which we're able to proclaim Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad through the Tefillin, through the saying of Kriya Shema with the Tefillin, is only on the assuming, with an assumption, that we have a certain distinction, that the Rabbeinu Shalom gave us a haskam and gave us a certain distinction in the veil, that we are a reflection of Be'elach HaFasinu Hashem. That's why in the Tefillin of the Rabbeinu Shalom it says, Umika Amcha Yisrael Goyachot Ba'odetz. Just like in Shabbos it says, Et Shabsoi Sei Tishmar Yilodas Ki Ani Hashem Mekadishchem. You are Ani Hashem Mekadishchem. Then it's shaykh to go out and to proclaim Shevach Yikar Yidul Yid Lokel Melech Yoytze Koyl through the Haman Chum Menuch Lama Yisrael B'dushas Abiyam Shabbos Kodesh. In Tefillin it is Al-Bazach. In the Rabbeinu Shalom's Tefillin it says, Umi Kam Chol Yisrael Goyachot Ba'odetz. If we can now take those Tefillin, the Rabbeinu Shalom Banchili Lachem gives us those Tefillin, which is a proclaims the Bechir, the distinction of Klal Yisrael, which we can now go and it will translate into a V'yaru Mimeka of the Rabbeinu Shalom, of the Rabbeinu Shalom himself. And this is Kumtul Chayis. We now have at least an idea, parameters in how to understand the Tefillah's Mincha and Shemana Esrei. It starts off Ata Echad, Yishimcha Echad, Umika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'odetz, which is, if you think about it, on the Mishkol, it's to be read clearly, the same way you read Ata Kadosh, the bracha before, V'shimcha Kadosh, Ata Echad, V'shimcha Echad. And over there we say, Shukidoshim B'chol Yom Yahalucha Sela, which is what the pshat? What does that have to do with the Kedusha of Hashem? The Tereth says that the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael, the fact that you have a Goy Kadosh, like it says, Shukidoshim B'chol Yom Yahalucha Sela, lends to the Kedusha, Taviyachal, of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Like I said, Yiskala V'yiskala Shemei Rabba, we proclaim the oneness and the holiness of the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's our tachlis in this world. Ata Kadosh V'shimcha Kadosh, and as a chelik of the Kedusha of Hashem, if you could say it, but you do say it, right? That is the essence of what Klal Yisrael was mechuyav to do when we say Kaddish and Kedusha. We proclaim the Kedusha. Through that is Shimcha Kaddish Uktoishim B'chol Yom Yalguz becomes a chelik of the Kedusha of Hashem. But by the same token, we say Ata Echad V'Shimcha Echad Umika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'odetz. The Yichud Shmoy Ba'olam comes about, like Rashi says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. Now it's only Hashem Elokeinu. Will one day be Hashem Echad, and we end off that bracha. Or that paragraph we end off by saying, "Kimei itcha himenuchasam, ve'al menuchasam yakdishu Hashem Echad." That ultimately there's this connection between Klal Yisrael and the Rabbeinu Shalom, where it goes around and around. That on the one hand, the Rabbeinu Shalom is asasuni, makes Klal Yisrael a chativa achas ba'olam, but ultimately, of course, for the purpose that it should become Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and in terms of Shabbos, it should be Shevach Yikaru Gedula Yitnu Lokeil Malchus. Thank you.
Yes, go.
No.